Hello, I'm Gary Aide, and we're stacking the NBA with a matchup preview of the Orlando Magic and the Toronto Raptors. Orlando comes in with a record of 5-18 on the season. Toronto much better at 11-11. Over their last 10, the Magic 1-9, 7-game losing streak. Toronto 4-6 over that span on a 2-game skid. Looking at the numbers, Orlando averaging 108.3 per contest. That is 28th in the NBA. Toronto a little bit better, 110.7, but still just 19th best. Looking at team defense, Orlando giving up 114.4 per contest, so pretty bad. Meanwhile, Toronto at 109.4 on the upper third or so of the league. Turnovers, 16.5 per game for Orlando, 13 per game for Toronto. Toronto obviously much better in that department. Let's take a look at the shooting numbers. 46.9 for Orlando, a pretty good shooting percentage overall. 44.6 for Toronto, a couple points back. Three-point shooting, 33.1 for the Raptors, 33.8 for Orlando, pretty similar there. Free throw percentage, 78.6 for the Magic, 78.1 for the Raptors. Bench scoring, Orlando, 32, and Toronto, 34. This is the first time these two teams are playing this year. Each team played last night. As far as injuries are concerned, Wendell Carter Jr. and Jonathan Isaac both out for Orlando. And Precious Achiuwa remains out for Toronto. This is an easy one to pick. Toronto at home, a much better team. Hard to imagine them losing this one. You got to go with the Raptors. And that will do it for our on-court look of Orlando and Toronto coming up. We will continue breaking this one down via the betting lines as we continue stacking the NBA.
I'm Jay Lloyd, and we're stacking the NBA with our betting preview of the Orlando Magic at Toronto Raptors. Toronto, an 11-point favorite as we record, looking at the total to 18.5 that has been bet up since the opener last night at 216.5. The Magic 9-13-1 ATS overall on the year, a 3-7-1 ATS record on the road, and 3-7 ATS in the last 10. ATS marks for Toronto 12-10 overall, 7-3 at home, and 4-6 in their last 10 games. Magic 11 overs, 12 unders, Raptors, and even 11 each way. The Magic are on a back-to-back here. They lost at Cleveland last night, also playing in 3 games in 4 nights. Same spot, too, for the Raptors. Back-to-back, lost in Brooklyn last night, and they are on the end of a 3-games-in-4-night run. On the matchup, Raptors on a 10-2 ATS run in the series. Raptors 6-2 ATS run at home, and the over is hitting 4 of the last 5 played in Toronto. As for the Magic, under trend here, 7 of the last 8 have gone under when the Magic have taken on a team with a home record above 600. They're also on a 1-10 ATS run on the road in that same spot when teams have a over 600 winning percentage on the home court. And the Magic 0-4 ATS run against teams with winning records. Raptors, a little under run here, 4 of their last 5 overall, and they're on an 0-6 ATS run at home when taking on teams with losing records. So nobody really jumping out saying, hey, we're going to take this one. On the injury front, Jalen Suggs is questionable. He's been out for some time. Mo Bamba questionable for Orlando. Precious and Otto Porter both remain out. I usually like home teams in this spot, especially in Toronto. It's a tough trip to make for travel and especially on a back-to-back. But you know, Toronto hasn't played well against not so good teams. I lean Toronto here, but you know, maybe not strong enough to make it a play. I think the under is the play here. Toronto's a top 10 defense, the Magic a bottom 10 offense, given the back-to-back situation. I look at this number and I think it's under that 218.5. Well, more NBA previews here. We're stacking the NBA, part of the Sports Betting Stack. Just search Sports Betting Stack on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Jay Lloyd, and this has been our Stacking the NBA preview of the Magic and Raptors.